PJ was just doing he was doing his floor managing thing.
Because he's
a star of television.
Yes, I know how television
works. He knows how these things work, and he ended up giving the fingers basically to the people of Facebook.
Because that's how I would do it if I was a stage manager. 3, 2, 1, and shove it up your hell's going, I don't care anymore.
You have to be in good mood for this one, right? Well, first of all, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to PJ and Jim's After Show show. A very special one because it is the Halloween edition.
It is the Halloween special. Well, it's not a special, it's just Halloween, and I'm in specially good form. I don't even know if Jim is. I'm too selfish to ask him.
I have to say, you've brought me round. You have brought me round to Halloween.
Oh, good.
I do have to confess that. I'm going to risk the wrath of PJ Gallagher by now saying that I used to actually be a little bit I don't know, maybe I just had some bad experiences or whatever with it, but it used to sort of not frighten me in the good way, not frighten me in the you know, scary movies and, you know, all that monsteries and ghoulies and ghosts thing, in the very real people who'd be hanging around areas drinking by bonfires and stuff.
Oh, you understand,
it used to frighten the shite out
of me. That is the downside of Halloween. That is it. But it's one of those things. It is a bit like the Purge. During the day it's great, it's kids in costumes, and you get to give them bread and butter and keep them away from the door and all of that, and you don't have to answer the door, and you can like open the letterbox and go out, shite. You do all of that crap, you have a bit of fun, and then the sun goes down and the lunatics come out and they do ruin stuff, you know, causing all sorts of hassle for the fire brigades and the guards and all that sort of stuff. That is the downside of it.
Do you remember the days when you know, obviously bonfires are illegal now?
They've always been
illegal, have they?
There was a blind eye turned anyway.
When we were having bonfires, the likes of you and I, when we were younger, do you ever remember what used to be termed the cider drinkers?
I do, cider parties.
That was a name for a gang, the cider drinkers, because they'd be lads who'd be buying flagons. And then at a certain time of the evening, they'd basically just take your bonfire off you they could sit around.
That was it, you had it, and it would be a community affair. Or whatever it was. Or maybe it wouldn't be. Maybe we're just teenagers having the crack, and then the big lads would come along and go on now, fuck off. Oh, jeez. That was it. Your fire was gone. It was gone.
And you'd have spent months gathering the stuff together.
Collecting your bits and pieces,
That was weird. I mean, the amount of effort.
To garages and all. What do you think of that now? And the old tires, and they give you a place to pieces.
And pallets.
All the pallets,
And there was always a competition between local roads or whatever, between this and the size of the bonfire.
Of course,
and
there lads, was.
That's your bonfire, is it? Ha! Yeah.
Tell you something, I'm like Ireland's men up our way. You want to see the size of it? Unbelievable the size of our bonfire compared to your puny little thing. You should fit that in the mantelpiece of the house.
Because I remember as a kid, one Halloween, whatever, and the bonfire's blazing. And I remember my ma came out to me and said, bring that up and throw it on the bonfire. It was like probably a bag of rubbish or something, right?
I want to get rid of.
And bring it up. And I went, no, I'm not going up there. The cider drinkers are up there. I'm not going up there. Just go up and throw it. No, I'm not. And so she went up. And I wouldn't mind, right? I'm doing the whole sort of, I'm afraid of my life. She goes up. I'm one of these lads who I'm petrified of, comes down and goes, I'll give you a hand with that, missus. Just give us there. It was weirdest environment.
And then she sat down with her flagon. And they all had a great old night.
Yeah.
And remember you do the most dangerous of things as well. Like, the fire would collapse after a while and you'd start running through it. Remember that?
Yeah.
You start doing the whole legging through it, and then, like, you know, one easy ball and roll out. And, Jesus, hair. The smell of hair. The smell of burning hair off them. You know, and then some tosser would throw someone's shoe. I'll never forget we had a fire one year. Never forget it. And a lad got, you know, those orange collar gas yolks? And he threw it into the fire. And everybody legged it, right? And I don't think I'm exaggerating, although I very well may be with some nostalgic thing. But I don't think for over an hour anything happens. But everyone was still afraid to go to the fire, right? Yeah. And then we're all like, the whole length of the field away from going, why did he do that? We were having a nice time. And you know, you get the thing, you get so hot on one side of your body that you have to turn around because your trousers burn your leg.
And it was because one side of your body would go totally dry.
Yeah.
It was like totally dehydrated.
Yeah.
Because you were, and then you'd have to
swap places with yourself. Just turn around. And we were all, they were freezing cold looking at the fire. And then there was like a bang. And Mike, I remember we all like ducked.
It must have been like a nuclear bomb.
The fire was gone. Like the fire was gone. Like there was no trace of it.
Oh my
God. It was gone. Like there was just a smouldering patch of black. All the wood and everything was just gone. It just like was blowing so far around the field.
Jeez, I tell you, that it's gas that you're saying that, because I was literally about to say, but to be honest with you, by comparison, it's absolutely minuscule about lads who used to throw aerosol cans in.
Yeah.
On the basis that they'd go shooting off like shooting fucking off. Rockets or something.
That was always...
And you'd be afraid, you'd be afraid of your life, though, because you weren't quite sure what direction. So, do you know what I mean? It was going to go off in.
Yeah.
Now, down with that sort of thing.
Down with all that sort of thing.
Never, ever involve yourself in bonfires or any sort of illegal activity.
Exactly, yeah. We never had fun.
You two could end up being stuck having to do a radio show inside a padded cell.
You might have, yeah, which is kind of what we are now, you know what I mean? I mean, I reluctantly say we did have fun, but we shouldn't have had fun.
Hang on a second, gas can.
A gas
that's
can.
That's a bit, that's, the only other, oh my God.
The other mad one I remember was a fella came down with a front door off a house. Now, where you got a front door of a house? I don't know.
I think I know that guy. I remember being it wasn't a Halloween party, it was a New Year's Eve party.
Yeah.
In a place in Ballymun, and somebody came in and said that the front door had been stolen.
You're joking me.
I'm deadly serious.
It was somebody stolen.
Stole the front door.
Of the house.
Yes.
Like, that's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, when you can't even have a front door on the gaff. You really have to go, who are my neighbours? I can't even have a front door.
Somebody's taking the front door.
I always assumed this front door was like in a skip or something.
How are we going to get out? Yeah.
I can't get out if I can't lock the door. No one can break in or anything. And they put it on the fire, leaning against the fire. And of course, that meant lads were trying to ride bikes up it and jump over the fire.
God.
And people were like running up the door and turning around and the whole lot.
Yeah.
Great
did you
memories.
Ever have
but of course,
ever,
terrible memories. Terrible.
Did you ever have to store the stuff? You know the way it's, people have to take turns?
Yeah, like, to moving it around.
And
no.
So you'd have to store it, like someplace to gather it all together.
Yeah.
I remember having to do that once.
You had to do it.
Store it, because we'd an end of terrace house, whatever.
Yeah.
So like, and I had to ask permission. Could we store all the wood and the stuff and all that in the, you know, as you were gathering it together?
Ask
in the
your
week.
Parents, like,
yeah, yeah.
In and the your mum's there going, yeah, just like don't go near me flagons. I'm going out with the cider lads with the rubbish later on, so don't get it confused.
Oh man, yeah. Oh, it was such a
but it was such a great story.
Because
like,
other bonfires would rob off you.
They would,
so you
yeah,
had
to knew where it
you,
was.
You had to watch your gear.
If they knew where it was, they'd wreck it. They'd like.
Listen
they'd
to us. We sound like fucking Huckleberry Finn here.
No, we do, don't we? Like, and then you'd be there, and you'd be there. This was before the days of shills, and you'd light the fire, put your feet in the air, and it would heat up the socks, and you'd have warm socks for 12 hours after it.
Oh,
I know,
my
we're
God.
Like, oh my God,
what
we're donkeys,
what the hell is
man.
Going on?
Donkeys.
Here?
I was like, yeah, my like as Halloween changed as you got older, though. Like, when we were younger, getting dressed up was basically getting coal out of the fire, blackening your face, and sticking a plastic bag, a black plastic bag over your head. Maybe you had a witch's hat. Some people had witch's hats. Yeah. That was it. That's what you were dressed as. Like, standing in a plastic sack that would suffocate a normal child. Which are chalk black, and then held a Halloween party, and someone will give you an apple, you throw it back at them, or they give you some, like, you know, chocolate bars, and that was Halloween.
If you got sweets, that was great, because they bloody monkey nuts and apples. You came home with endless amounts of monkey nuts and apples.
One year I was so disappointed. It was loose opal fruits and monkey nuts. It's like, what sort of people are living around here? Loose opal fruits and monkey nuts. I had a sack of them.
Now, like when you're given kids who call, they have to have like it's the ready made packs, you know, it's like selection boxes being handed out. It's amazing.
And you don't know what the kids are dressed as. You know, right now, like, you know, back then everyone was a witch or a ghost or a Frankenstein, even though they weren't. It was just their dad sellotaped a nut to his head.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the nuts sellotaped onto the temples of the young lad.
Oh,
what are you?
That was a
Franken zombie.
Oh, that was a genius one. Jesus, we were never that high tech.
Oh, just a bit of sellotape and the two bolts hanging off his head.
I mean, you used to be posh if you had one of those plastic moulded masks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That you actually bought from a shop. Like.
Which were always worn like caps, because as soon as you put them over your face, the sweat on your own face.
Yeah, and the holes were always in the wrong place.
Oh, yeah.
So you couldn't see and you couldn't breathe. So you had to keep lifting them up.
Yeah, just trying to breathe through the slit. You know, like, unreal.
Oh my God, man.
And I was looking at my two nephews, they got dressed up for school last week. They had a sort of Halloween, you know, that's as much as they can do this year. And they dressed up for school, and they saw the costumes. I was like, who are you? And it was like, I'm Zorbeg or something from Fortnite. I was like, what? Dressed up as video game characters. And they're like, yeah. And like, And then the other fellow, I don't know who he was supposed to be, but it was a Fortnite character as well.
Yeah.
But he had all gold face and a suit on, right? And a gun. And I was like, oh, you're Donald Trump. And he got really upset. He's like, I'm not Donald Trump. I'm like, whatever his name is from Fortnite. I was like, oh,
Donald
right.
Trump.
I thought he was dressed as Donald Trump. And he was all like, you know the way, what are you talking about? You're such a, you know what I mean? Like, he was upset over it. Like, because he put all this effort into putting, he got his confirmation suit, or he's not old enough, his communion suit, I suppose.
Yeah.
Back out, and it's still just about fits. And you want to see all the gold on the face. I mean, and his mom, his sister, is a costume person.
Perfect.
So she had
my God.
And then so the two, and the whole family basically went, oh, Donald Trump, very good.
Yeah.
Not Donald Trump. Donald Trump doesn't carry a gun. Say, oh, you're talking about Halloween. I just said, it's a pity he didn't have a red hat.
That's amazing.
I know.
And that, like you say, when you see it on Facebook and that people putting stuff with their kids up, and they're like, I mean, they're straight out, like as though they just walked out of a hair and makeup.
I know. It's
because
like,
it's like
a movie.
Everything. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, like
proper
a movie,
full on. Do you see that? You didn't see the one on Facebook where the kid was doing, obviously, again, not going door to door because he can't do it. He's a guy in America, whatever. Obviously going to a school as part of dress up with a live donkey, man.
Stop.
He had a live donkey that he's leading. This is on Facebook, seriously. That he's leading along. Did you see that?
And who's he dressed as? Jesus.
I have no idea. But to be honest with you, I just got so enthralled by the live donkey. I didn't pay any attention.
I mean, that's unbelievable, isn't it? Like, a donkey.
Fucking hell. Mind you, to be fair, now that I think about it, my youth in Finglas, I probably could have done that with a number of horses over the years.
I'd say so. A lot of people think you bring your donkey to work every day. To be fair.
Oh my God.
It's Jim and Eeyore in the morning.
When I think about it, with the amount of horses there used to be in Finglas back in the day, I could. Why I never thought of that?
Of just bringing, yeah.
I'm just getting off my horse.
Coming in with a cowboy hat and a couple of cap guns.
A couple of six shooters.
Who are you dressed as? Who do you think?
Yeah.
I'm a cowboy.
What do you think that is?
A horse.
There
you go, all right. Fair enough. Clint Eastwood. You're the only, everyone in Jim's class dressed up as Clint Eastwood that year. Oh, the man with no name.
Oh, it's a very different animal, Halloween.
Very different.
I say, you've kind of brought me round to it. Because now, you know, like, I had a serious problem with scary movies.
I know. Well,
like,
I am a
cowardly fuck.
I was to say, that's why I like them now, is I think I just stuck with it for so long.
Yeah.
But, like, even now and then, like, I watched The Visit the other night, and like yourself, I was, like, watching it, not freaked out at all when it was on now. It was grand. Oh,
yeah.
It was great. Yeah. Oh, boy. A little bit of a fright, not a bother. And then it ended, and I was like, well, Jackson's a long way from here. And, you know, taking the slash, and the lights off, because you don't want to wake your face up.
Yeah.
And, so you're just, you know, the way you move around until you hear the water. So you're going, oh, that's on the floor. Anyway, that's on the seat. Jesus. And then you hear the water, you go, okay, don't move. I remember thinking,
that's on the floor.
Yeah.
That's on the seat.
Yeah,
oh,
you know,
there's the water.
There's
I've
the
made
water.
It.
I'm all right. We're there now. Don't move. And, you know, and I was thinking, if I was a woman, now, I'd be better off, because a woman has a slash. She's facing the door.
Right.
A man has a slash. His back's to the door.
So you're. And oh, not, so that's that. Your worry was psycho killer coming in behind.
Psycho
you.
Killer's coming in behind me. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm drowning out the sound of psycho killer with me slash hitting the water. I said, shit, maybe I should piss on the seat.
I should leave it on the floor.
I got all unnerved. I got all there. I got all freaked out that the psycho killer was going to kill me.
Yeah.
Well, and of course, it's my bedtime. You know, it's that time of year, so I'm wearing nothing, only me socks and t-shirt. And there's not even.
Yeah. And now your socks are soaking because you've been pissing.
Yeah,
all over
I know,
the floor.
Because I've been slashing on my toes. I said, God, this would be an awful, embarrassing way to be found. They're going to accuse me of being up to some sex deviancy, and where I stabbed myself in the back trying to get off going into the toilet. And the truth is, I was murdered.
That's true now. If your murder was being investigated, you'd have thrown the police completely off the scent.
Yeah, they'd be there. What
the
happened?
The scent
here?
Being the opposite word. What are you getting?
We don't know.
It smells like piss.
The murderer seems to have pulled off his socks. Yeah, murderer seems to have pissed on his feet and pulled off his underpants. We don't really know why that happened. It's a weird Halloween thing.
Oh my
God. And they'd be like, has this ever happened to anyone else? Actually, now that you mention that, there's been a few old lads found around here with pissy feet and no underpants on. Maybe it's a serial killer. Where really, it's just a bunch of us having heart attacks with fright.
That'd be the most amazing serial killer ever.
Yeah, he takes a slash on your face.
Yes. In 2020, the pissy socks serial killer.
Yeah, the pissy socker. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I tell you, that would be
unbelievable. Oh my God! But I mean, like, because I kind of get brave. I've started trying to get braver now with horror movies. But then I start off going right, Grant. Come on, don't be ridiculous. It's a bloody movie, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Just watch it or whatever. And because Yvonne loves horror movies.
You know when
movies.
You start saying that to yourself, it's too late. think you're already freaked out, aren't you?
Yeah. And then the thing about it is, and so you're, it's going along grand, and you're like, oh, God. Yeah. And you're trying to distract yourself by going, good production value.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is very realistic looking. Yeah.
And then the thing about it is, before you know it, you realise you're looking through your fingers.
Yeah.
And you've let yourself down.
And you look like
an idiot.
And you're unnerved. You're like, oh, fuck, I'm unnerved now. I'm starving. And you're like making bread and butter and looking over your shoulder. Bastard, looking out the window, and you can only see your own reflection going, there's some whore out there looking at me now. I know there is. I know there is. He's going to break in now and piss all over me socks, the bastard.
Oh my God. Oh, I'll tell you something, that's going to be an amazing. I'm going to call you now on Halloween night. I'm going to call you and go, have you pissed on your socks yet?
Yeah, yeah. Has the piss burglar been into you? I think he's after catching one of my neighbours.
Oh, please. Happy Halloween, folks.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Enjoy.
Keep your willy in your trousers.